Every parent's worst nightmare is that their child could be murdered or die from an accident. A missing child can be equally, if not more, harrowing. The Netflix documentary, Amy Bradley is Missing, is a must-see that raises many questions with few concrete answers. In 1998, Amy Bradley, 23, went on a Royal Caribbean cruise with her family. On March 24, she returned to her room at 3:40 a.m. She was last seen by her father at about 5:30 a.m. and was gone by 6 a.m. A body was not found. Adzir Mentor, Curaçao Harbor police chief, says in the film that with the current, a body should have washed up on shore, and even if she was eaten by a shark, an arm or a leg should have turned up. Video footage shows her dancing happily with bass player Alistair "Yellow" Douglas in the ship's nightclub. He has denied being involved in her disappearance. His daughter says his story was missing a lot of parts. Two women on the ship claimed to have seen him with Bradley. If this took place on American soil, Douglas would have been arrested, FBI agent Aaron Sheridan says, adding they don't know what happened to Bradley and that it is a puzzle that's extremely difficult to put together. One man says he saw Douglas with Bradley 4 months later on a beach. Did she accidentally fall in the water or jump to commit suicide? Was she murdered? Was she kidnapped by sex trafficked and is still alive? All theories are presented in the harrowing and riveting documentary. Sheridan says, anything could have occurred, and Amy's room was cleaned before they got there, so evidence could not be preserved. Bill Hefner says in January 1999 he violated Navy rules to stop in a bar I wasn't supposed to be in, and saw men with guns. A petite white girl with dark hair told him, they're holding me against my will, I need help. She told him her name was Amy Bradley, telling him she left the ship on her own to get drugs and was now stuck. He assumed she was a prostitute and said he didn't report it because he was 2 years away from retirement and would have gotten into trouble. If you were in a brothel when you shouldn't be, why would you out yourself to millions of people when you know they will judge you, Mark said. There's nothing to gain. Judy Maurer says she saw Amy in Barbados. She says she had wild and crazy black hair and had an awful look on her face. The woman said her name was Amy. She says Say believed the woman was forced to do something she didn't want to do. Amy's mother is asked if her daughter is alive. Why wouldn't she at least call home? While no clear answer is given, there is speculation that if she was kidnapped, she may have been told her family would be killed if she contacted them, or she may have had kids. There are many conflicting possibilities, and it is gut-wrenching to watch her helpless mother distraught. Life for the family was turned upside down in an instant. The last of three episodes will make your head spin. It includes Molly McClure, a woman who says she was intimate with Amy and reveals a note from Amy. Prior to her disappearance, a cruise employee appears nonchalant and says he believes Bradley fell or jumped from the ship. Mark, who directed the film with Phil Lott, said he thinks Bradley is alive. You go through different stages when you work on these projects, Mark said. I went into it thinking she is definitely alive. I want to use the documentary to help the parents find her. I became conflicted as I learned more. I have to present each theory and see if there is validity. Somewhere along the way it seemed just as likely as she was sex trafficked or maybe she walked off the ship. I knew audiences would want to dissect the story. Personally, I have to cling to the idea that she's out there somewhere.